Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine.
I would do what I'm supposed to do on The Purge, kill people.
A man was captured on video using a sword to roast meat in a shopping cart.
We don't need to see the snake.
All right, here we go. Time for the madness here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Still efforting some scoops, Jones. I'll get back to the scoops.
You're still nailing down details?
Looking to confirm.
Okay, hashtag scoops,
Keefe. You don't want to run crazy. I know people think I go fast and loose with it, but I'm not going fast and loose.
No, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
You're sussing out all of the information.
Yeah, that's right.
Making sure to confirm.
Because I do have a pristine 100% track record, so we don't want to screw that up.
No.
Yeah.
And I would say go nowhere. Keith's going to provide an update when he nails down all the details, but a hashtag Scoops Keefe update is in the works.
It's just around the corner. Now, Jones, let's go out to the state of Michigan.
Michigan!
Where a guy once lost the presidential election because he screamed states. Let's find out what's going on out there.
We often worry about technology taking over the world.
Starting with a little bit of a downer here from this news host.
I do often worry about that.
I do wonder that as well or think about it, but he's going very kind of down in the dumps right off the rip here.
If it bleeds, it leads. You know,
are Keith, you
sometimes that's the negativity in the reporting and the news. Yes.
That's true. Are you as worried about technology as this gentleman appears to be? Like, do you think technology is going to come to the point
our downfall at some point? Yeah, probably. I don't know that
robots.
I spend as much time thinking about it as this man does, but yeah, it'll probably be our downfall.
Robots, aliens, or some other kind of like sea creature. What do you think takes us down? Like a kraken.
I think I put robots at the top.
Yeah, like AI robots. I mean.
Aliens won't take me down. Because
the planet, we won't even know.
Well, I'm just going to their side. I'll team up with them real quick. I'm not sure the robots are as reasonable and rational.
That's fair.
If they're listening now, strike that from the record. I apologize.
Yep, my bad.
To our future overlords. That's but robots probably at the top of the list.
We often worry about technology taking over the world. Now robotics and technology are taking over the food business.
Oh, well, now you've gone too far.
Food business.
Yeah.
What's crazy, too, is because robots don't need food. That's what's crazy. So they know to mess with our food. If they got rid of all food, who would survive?
They would.
They would. Not us. We need food. We need delicious D'Angelo subs to survive.
You're worried about them hoarding the food.
Taking the food away. That's what it sounds like.
I was worried about them like fattening us up.
Oh,
even more so. We're pretty good at
this?
We're pretty good at that on our own.
Yeah, we're doing just fine, especially here in the United States of America.
Yeah, no, you know, just so we all keel over. Like,
so you're
that sort of thing. Yeah.
Robots, technology are getting into the food game.
Yeah.
News 8's Adriana Doria getting a look at a new vending machine serving up an American classic.
A new vending machine serving up an American classic. What do you think that
would
be?
Gotta be a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Hot dog?
Could be a hot dog.
Hot dog?
Pizza?
It's an American classic. Yeah, maybe. Let's see.
It's real. There's nobody inside making pizzas. It's all vending.
Pizza!
It is pizza!
Pizza vending machines? Doesn't sound right. Doesn't feel right.
Well,
there's certain things in our vending machine down there that I don't trust that.
You want to taste test them?
Yeah.
Taste test a robot.
I would eat a vending pizza. I would eat a vending machine pizza for sure.
Look, Tuesdays, D'Angelo's has Tuesday's Corner, yeah. But
Wednesday?
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all sponsorship opportunities available. Robot pizzas.
That's true.
Robot Pizza Thursday.
They want to make them. Bring them in. They could. They're self-driving cars. Bring them right in. We won't even have to see a person.
Nope, that's a good point.
Here's a pizza pie. Maybe.
Sounds not that bad.
Yes, you heard that right. Pizza in a vending machine.
Which one should we get? Pepperoni?
They're doing a good, like, they're playing it out, right?
Yeah,
they want to be, they're right in front of these giant machines. They look like old red boxes. I think what they did was they hauled out some old red boxes.
All the leftover red boxes. Yeah, somebody's like, how do we put those to use?
Yeah.
Like, throw some pizzas in there.
Here we go.
And it works like any other vending machine. With 6 different options, you choose which pizza you want, ranging from $9 to $12.
Not a bad deal for a pizza?
Well, yeah.
But well, nine options.
Is it any good? Yeah. What are my
stuck
options?
In those spiral spinning things.
Right. Get stuck there. You're gonna jam the machine.
Shake it.
Tilt the machine.
My pizza's in there.
You ever tilted a vending machine?
Have
and the
I ever
flying out?
I mean,
I haven't, but I can imagine what it'd
I've
be like.
I've seen it done.
I've seen it done.
I don't want to say who did the shaking, but I've seen.
I
it
I don't
done.
Know who it was, yeah. But there was a deal on Dr. Pepper's one day. They're just flying out of the machine.
Yeah.
Then you choose whether you want your pizza hot or take and bake style.
Take and bake.
What's take and bake? like you take it and then you go and bake
you
it.
You take it, you bake it. Why would you want
what?
That?
At a vending machine? Like, I'll heat it up later.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah, I'll go to the,
I want it warm.
I'll go buy a DiGiorno's.
You got frozen pizza in there? What temperature is it in there? They got like a fridge and a stove
what
in there?
What am I? All I've been able to confirm so far for flavors is pepperoni. What,
6 flavors.
But what do I get?
Well, what do you think? It'd be pepperoni. It'd be cheese. Plain cheese.
Yeah, extra cheese.
It'd be bacon.
Sure.
Meat lovers.
Yeah.
Mushrooms.
Buffalo chicken.
Buffalo chicken, probably.
It's
Hawaiian.
Yeah.
And you insert your card to pay.
Card.
And after you...
I understand how a vending machine works at this point. I'm more curious about the pizza and how good the pizza is going
to be. I was just a little nervous you even had to put a qualifier on.
So like, and then you use your credit card where you store money.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah, I got
and
it.
And after you've done all of the steps and you've paid for your pizza, you wait 4 minutes. And then your pizza is ready to go and fresh out of the oven.
4 minutes. $9, 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Now you're speaking my language.
You like those metrics?
I kind of do. I'm going to wait around there for a few minutes and get my pizza ready to go. This is her actually using the machine that would include all of this.
Pizza Forno is serving up pizza and vending machines all over the country. Their West Michigan location in Caledonia off 68th Street has been open since August.
A lot of unnecessary details in this
She's
story.
Just giving you all the info.
Yeah, they're like, Phil, whatever you need.
Their locations across the state.
You can eat pizza every day. The vending style.
I wouldn't recommend you eat pizza every day. I mean, you can't. You technically can eat anything
this is what
every
the,
day.
I told you, this is what the robots are trying to do.
They're
fattening us up more than normal.
What do you think about a pizza? You probably need a pizza.
Yeah.
But you're on the go.
Yeah.
How am I going to get a pizza?
$9. $9, 4 minutes.
$9.
Good margins.
The vending style concept for the future, it's been done overseas in France for 10, 15 years.
Oh, then it's good enough for us. They've been doing it in France. Jeff, why don't you bring it on over here?
Yeah.
So it's nothing new. It's just new to the U.S.
But how does this technology whip up a fresh hot pizza in just 4 minutes?
So pretty simple, shipping container style. Here's your refrigeration.
Okay.
So there's 70 slots, all labeled.
Nice. Nice.
Sweet.
Nice.
Stamped. Robotic. It brings it through the conveyor, through the oven door.
Yeah.
It'll stop it here, and then the oven will open, and the box will go into the oven and flip the lid open.
Okay. Is this the best guy they had to explain this?
He's like, I don't know.
We got our best guy on it. Oh, we're on the news?
I just started working.
I'll send my best guy
Do you think he works there?
No.
I think he walked by.
He walked by, saw a camera, and they're like, oh, do you work here? He's like, sure.
Yeah.
Like, can you explain it? He's like, yeah, box goes in, you pay your dollars, and then you here comes the box.
There's cheese in there, a whole bunch of cheese in there, some dough.
Standard pizza, you'll love it.
Yeah, 4 minutes later, pizza.
Then the robot arm underneath the oven will lift the pizza up into the convection oven.
The company is hoping to expand to around 40 new locations in the state in the next 5 years, serving up the future one pie at a time. In Caledonia, Adriana Doria, News 8.
So in 5 years, there'll be 40 of these in Michigan? That doesn't sound like quite the takeover.
Well,
I was bracing
they're
for
it. Chipping away. Yeah, they're chipping away at it.
Half a decade. Yeah. There will be 40 locations in one state.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Some good text people said they've had vending machine pizza and it was delicious.
Oh, what'd you go to France?
Yep.
Brag?
Somebody said there's a small person inside sweating out. I don't think that's true. I don't think they have like a little chef in there.
That's like their patented idea.
I don't think that's true.
Keyboard will shut that down.
Yeah. Somebody said you don't have to tip robots.
A good point.
Mr. Pink from Reservoir Dogs in the chat.
That's actually a plus one, though.
So there's a coffee place that I go to sometimes that you walk in and
they flip the tablet on you?
They flip the tablet on you.
Yeah. 2015-10?
Yeah. For like coffee, which the person in front of me doesn't even put together. It's the person down there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, whatever. All the tips go together. But I swear the button, if you hit no tip, which I would never do, but if you did.
Like, are you sure?
They stare at you. No. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You have to like press it like firmly four times while they're
like
looking at you.
Make like a big song and dance like, I am not.
They're like, really, sir?
You.
Really,
no.
Sir?
No, I tip.
I'm like, I'm already spending way too much for a cup of coffee.
I tip.
It's like the South Park episode where Randy doesn't want to give to charity.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Would you like to round up? And you're like, no.
I tip purely out of peer pressure. I don't want to tip on my coffee? I don't want to, but it's better than, I don't want to give you any extra money.
No, I know, but they're staring
at you. But it's better
you.
Than the alternative.
I know.
I heard a thing. Like, if I have to stand up to place my order, I'm not tipping you.
If I have to stand up,
if I'm standing
and then
up to
also
order and receive my meal, I'm not tipping.
Walk
you.
Down the line, I'm ordering a black coffee, and then I add my own milk at the thing. Like, what? Are you going to tip me? They throw me.
What if you had a little breakfast sando on there?
Well, then
I'm tip for that.
I usually don't get a breakfast.
But I'm saying if there's food involved, do you tip? I mean, I tip either way, but I'm saying I don't want to.
Over here. Generous Jones.
You got people behind you.
No,
you got people behind the counter. A lot of peer pressure.
It is a lot of peer pressure.
Yeah.
That's why ordering ahead on the app is usually pretty good.
You're noticeably avoiding the answer, though. If there's food, you tip or you don't tip?
It depends. I'm with Billy. Like
it depends. If there's a breakfast sandwich
with
your coffee.
It's like tipping on a takeout order.
I'm asking. I'm not saying a right or wrong. I'm asking.
You want to deliver it to my house? Yes. You want to deliver it to my table? Yes.
I've started ever since 2020.
I come to your counter? No.
This was me being.
Is my coat still on? No.
So you don't care about the peer pressure aspect? It doesn't bother you?
No.
I mean, good for you. I cave to that. Peer pressure is like the most effective thing in the history of man. It's like it works for a reason. I get bullied into doing stuff like that all the time.
I became very generous during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And so I would tip at takeout orders then because I figured those $3 would save that company.
Generous.
And like, here's an extra $5. You guys
enjoy
can stay in business. Mm-hmm. You guys should probably stay in business. Most of those places are closed now. But hopefully they enjoyed my tips.
And they weasel a little extra dough out of you.
No, but you're right. It's become where every single business is just like insistent upon it.
I'm telling you right now, you're a business owner. You put that screen in front of me, I'm tipping. I will cave to that so quickly, it's not even funny.
Do you just click 20%? Do you click 25%?
You know what? If they, I'll usually
10%?
Pick what. No, what I usually do is if there's a middle option, I'm usually picking the middle option. Not money bags.
You are money bags.